One thing that is missing today is responsibility of leadership. Who is responsible for being a leader? You may not think you're responsible for being a leader, but I'm going to explain a scenario that will tell you if you are in a position and have a responsibility to be a leader. If there is anyone who is in a circumstance that you've made it through mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually, you have a responsibility to bring that person and help that person out of it if they're willing to learn. It's a responsibility. If you are a parent and you brought children into the world, it is your responsibility to lead those children mentally, spiritually, emotionally. You're responsible for them. If you see anyone with less capability in the moment or displaying less capability in the moment than you have a responsibility to either be an example or be a teacher. And the best teachers are the ones who teach by example. You cannot teach unless you know. Most people are not being leaders. And these parents out here who just let their kids do whatever, which I see, they let the kids do whatever. They don't even think about the kid's well-being. They think about the kid being their friend. I had a son, and my son is my best friend. I'm so happy that he's my friend. Forgetting that it is about parenting and leadership. You know, the good thing about a home is that a home is very unique and it's very human. It's a very human thing. It's a very human experience being in a home. Leaders in the home are missing. And what I mean by that is if you are a father or a mother, but you do not daily mold and shape your son or daughter's mind, you're not a leader. Leaders have visions. If you have no vision for your family, you're not a leader. You have to have a vision. And whatever the vision is, you need to make it clear, make it plain, and then operate in it. Be the person that is the leader of the family and make it so. That is what's required. Make it so. If you don't make it so, you're not a leader. You are not. So leadership is very different now, and leadership is necessary because we need to start taking responsibilities. Right now in this quote-unquote free country of ours that we live in, there's a lot of people who say, I'm free, I can do whatever I want. But at the same time, you're not free. You're under the obligation to live on earth. Okay? So if you have a physical body and you are a part of a body of men, which you are, mankind, you have a responsibility for this. The people who made your conditions easy to live in are dead and gone, but they left behind an easier condition. They left behind the roads and the systems and the situations and everything that you're using to do what you do. You didn't make that. You were given that. So to understand that they did that, that spirit worked through them to grow, it is also your responsibility to grow. Because they set the situation up so that you can do better, not so that you can do worse and so that you can relax back and sit down, but so that you can do more. You disobey the laws of nature and the laws of nature will punish you. Here's one of the laws of nature. One of the laws of nature is the law of vibration or growth. The law of vibration is constantly expanding. The vibration is becoming more expansive and complex every day. And that vibration grows. It grows. So if you're not growing, you are literally disobeying the laws of nature. The laws of nature require growth in order for it to be a healthy vessel. The minute that it stops growing, it begins to die, deteriorate. That means that the minute that you stop thinking in a growth-minded way and you're not thinking in a creative way, you are now dying to your circumstance. And the Bible says, if you do not believe I am He, you will die in your sins. What it means is, if you do not believe that God is the one, is the I that you say when you say I am, you'll die in your sins. You have to recognize that God is expansion, multiplication, development, growth, love, unity, order, harmony. beauty. That's what God is, and God is claiming to be the I in man. When you read the Bible, God claims to be the I in man. If you do not respect this I that is man, you are disrespecting the I that is man. And you're not obeying your nature. Your nature is expansion, beauty. So if you operate in an opposite way, since you have free choice, you have volition, and the experience of God's free will shows up here in the physical dimension as choice, well, you have a choice. You have a choice. You have a choice. And since you have a choice, that is God choosing. God's free will is showing up in man's mind as choice, as free will. You can choose anything. You can choose anything. Now, you can choose any thought that you want, any picture that you want, and the reality that goes with that will manifest on the outside. You can choose any beliefs that you want. You can choose any ideology you want, and it will give you the experience of that ideology on the outside. So, if you're experiencing negative in your life, and you think that your ideology eliminates negative, or eliminates problems, or eliminates challenges, well, I'm going to challenge you on that. The very fact that you have negative, and you have stress, and you have strife in your life, shows me that either your God is, well, number one, if you believe in God to be able to fix those situations, and your situation isn't fixed, you're going to make some excuse anyways. You're going to make some excuse that says, my God told me that I will get rewarded in another life. What other life? What other life? What other life? Didn't it say in the Bible that he has placed the eternity in the hearts of men? So what life are you thinking about? That is not, that this isn't a continuance of. If you don't realize that this life right now is happening, if you don't realize that this current life is happening now, and the only life that is happening is right now, if you do not realize that, that's a problem. Because you're thinking that life is somewhere other than here and now. That damages your mindset. So, who's a leader? You're a leader. You have to be a leader. Because you're born. You have unique qualities that are only for you. That must be plugged into the universal mind in order for it to function properly. You're necessary.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.